Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the ENCE third quarter results presentation. I will now pass you over to Ignacio Colmenares, the Chief Executive Officer of ENCE.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. In page number two, you have the main highlights of these 9 months, 2011. First, solid operating performance drives pulp output growth. Second, supportive pulp market prices, which remain attractive despite recent weaknesses. Third, acceleration of sales and margin contribution of energy business, acting as key efficiency lever. Fourth, sustained positive trend in cash cost, led by production stability and wood cost contention. Fifth, healthy cash flow generation, giving room to strengthen the balance sheet and finance biomass plan. New financing of first 20 megawatts plant in its structuring phase, leveraging on ENCE's 50 megawatt project finance secured in June. In page number three, you have the summary of main financial indicators. Sales grew by 3%. Pulp sales level was in 456, 2% minus the same period on the record year of 2010. Energy sales went up by 32% till 133 million euros, which is 21% of our turnover. It is very important because it's where we are going. And forestry and other sales, 37.2 million euros. The adjusted EBITDA was 130 million euros. And as you can see on the paper, the reported EBITDA, 114.7 million euros. It is important to point out that these 5 million euros of severance payments you see between EBITDA adjusted and EBITDA reported is going to be less cash cost on the future. The EBIT has been 73 million euros. The profit before taxes 44.6, with 24% less financial results. Taxes 16.3, and the net profit 38.3 million euros. Net financial debt with recourse 189.2 million euros, in spite of 181.5 1 year ago. And you know that we have been investing in Huelva. We have been investing in this plant of 20 megawatts we want to finance now. And we have been investing in 40 million euros in treasury stock. Then we have the same level of debt, although important investments were going to be good for the company. In page number four, pulp sales evolution. Because of prices, the pulp sales fall by 2% from 468 till 456, but in tons we grew from 854 till 900,000 tons, plus 8%. And we have been able to increase 8% our sales without major investments. The production per plant has been good on the three mills, Huelva mill grew 12%, Pontevedra 6%, and Navia 7%. And that is a trend. We will continue growing our production and therefore our sales without major capex. In page number 5, we have the price evolution. Price weakness due to demand slowdown since the peak in July. The prices have been reduced. The price of short fiber has fallen to 790 in the quarter after peaking in April at 880. The correction in euros has been partially offset by the dollar appreciation. Prices kept falling in October, although improved September sector statistics show an improvement in demand and inventories. The price spread between long and short fiber has increased to $185 per ton. In the short term, the divergence between price and inventory spreads between both fibers will support a better performance for eucalyptus, as highlighted by recent price announcement for November. In page number 6, we talk about China, about inventories. Demand remains supportive thanks to the recovery of Chinese imports in August and September after trying to pressure prices down since May by reducing import volumes. Although demand in mature markets has remained weak in the quarter due to seasonality and economic uncertainty. Inventories in September fall. As a result, producer inventories increased during the summer and fell to 38 days in September. There is very low stock on the channel, and when demand will go up again, prices will go up quickly. Consumer inventories are at minimum levels, which offers greater support for future demand due to potential restocking. In page number 7, renewable energy sales evolution. This 32% increase in electricity sales, it's very important for ENCE because you know that we want to be a 50-50 company, 50% pulp and 50% energy, and we are on the way. Our turnover in electricity was 134 million euros on this period of 9 months, 2011. Increasing energy production linked to the pulp production process increased by 8%. Increasing generation of Navia biomass facility by 10%, and improving average selling prices due to higher weight of biomass generation in the production mix, 75% of output by end of 9 months 11, better pool prices, the pool increased in Spain by 45%, and regulated annual premium prices update. And you have all the information at the top of page number 7. On the fourth quarter 2010, the price we were selling electricity was 109, and today, on the third quarter 2011, is 124, and the reason is the increase of 45% of the pool in Spain and is a mix with a better mix with biomass. Page number 8, cash cost evolution. Although our cash cost remains the same if we compare 9 months 2010 and 9 months 2011, if we go to the bottom chart of page number 8, we see how cash cost was going up in 2010 from 349 till 393 on the fourth quarter, with a December figure even higher than this fourth quarter average. And we have been able to decrease it, although we are not satisfied because we are going slower than what we wanted. We continue to focus just below 350 on the fourth quarter. Figures we have today for October are good, are on this way, and we don't see any reason why in November and December we will not be able to be in 350 or just below 350. And we are working hard already now for being below 350 on the first quarter next year. In page number 9, we have the EBITDA evolution. Well, the EBITDA was reduced by 23% till 114 million euros. And on the bottom of the page, you have the evolution. The pulp volume with 24 million euros, the energy volume with 13.8 million euros, and the energy prices have offset the fall of pulp price, the increase of wood cost, and we have on top of that other costs who were increased by 26.2 million euros on this period. Page number 10, net debt evolution. We are slightly on the same figure than at the end of 9 months 2010. We have invested 35 million euros in working capital. A big portion of that will be divested on the next month. We have been building, as I told you on the present, previous conference call, we have been building a stock in order to be sure that we will win this battle on the wood price. We had an operating cash flow of 89 million euros, and we have invested both in pulp and mainly in energy 62 million euros. And we have, at the end of September 2011, 189 million euros. Strong cash flow generation from operations supports current biomass plan and gives room for attractive shareholder remuneration. Net financial debt stays at 1.3 EBITDA last 12 months. Furthermore, there are 42.3 million euros of non-recourse debt linked to the project finance for the construction of the 50 megawatts plant in Huelva. And the company will work with financial discipline on the next months, and you will not see any surprise regarding net debt evolution or the multiple of the debt and EBITDA on the next months. Page number 11. Again, the highlights: the solid operating performance drives pulp output growth, supportive pulp market prices, which remain attractive despite recent weaknesses, acceleration of sales of and margin contribution of energy business, sustained positive trend in cash costs, healthy cash flow generation. And we have, as I told now, a commitment in continuing reducing cash costs and financial discipline. New financing of first 20 megawatts plant in its structuring phase, leveraging on ENCE's 50 megawatt project finance secured in June. Thank you very much. We are Diego Maus, our CFO, Rafa Rico and myself, open to any questions.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The question and answer session will begin now. If you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. That's 01 on your telephone keypad. We remind you, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. The first question comes from Antonio Lopez from Exane BNP Paribas. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello, good afternoon. I have three questions. The first regards the biomass plan regarding when are you expecting to make some announcements on the financing on additional biomass plants? Okay, if it's something that we could see before the year's end, or if it's something we are going to see just on the first or second quarter next year. The second question regards pulp prices. I was wondering about your impressions about what is going to be the evolution of the pulp price in Q4 and in the first quarter of next year. And as we have seen in the third quarter, some additional discount versus your typical 15% discount versus list prices. How are you expecting this to evolve? And the third regards the treasury stock. You have announced more than 6%, 6.7%, if I'm not wrong, on treasury stock. My question is if you are expecting to buy more shares, maybe from saving banks, or just you have no intention to buy additional shares on the market, or what is going to be your strategy on that side?
Thank you very much for your questions, Antonio. And the three questions you have pointed out that are quite important. We hope to be able to make the announcement of the financing of Mérida plant before Christmas and the Melgar plant just after Christmas. Today we are working on signing the EPC contract. You know that we made a tender. We launched a tender June, and now we are just on the shortlist, and we will decide which company is going to be the EPC maker in 1 or 2 weeks. And at the same time, we already have two banks working for Mérida plant, and two other banks working for Melgar plant. And although this quite difficult financial world we are living, we have more or less the financement today secured. Regarding pulp prices, well, today peaks is in 715. We see prices falling down till Christmas. We forecast today, November, at 700. But it's very difficult to know what is going to happen, not due to the demand and the offer in pulp, but because of the financial crisis and the Greek problem and all this problem. Demand in pulp is not bad. Fundamentals are there. It is true that in printing and writing, the demand is weaker than 6 months ago, but in packaging and in tissue, the demand is fine. But all these uncertainties we have on the financial world are affecting all the commodities and the pulp as well. We see that stocks are very low in our customers, and the demand should go up again, and the prices should go up again, I would say, by March, February, March next year. But to your question, we see prices slightly lower than in October on the fourth quarter, and still low prices on the first quarter 2012. That is why we are working even harder in reducing our cash cost. China is improving in terms of demand, and there is no new capacities coming on. Then we strongly believe when all this bloody Greek problem and financial problem in Europe will be over, day by day, the prices of the pulp will go up again. Regarding discounts, well, we are opening a new portfolio of customers in some markets in Europe, where in order to start on this third quarter, we were forced to give some trial slots with better discount. It will be very important for the company for 2012. You have to remember that we are increasing in tons our sales. Regarding treasury stock, our shareholders thought and think it is a good investment to buy because the prices of the stock is very low. We are changing our mind now, and due to this financial discipline, we think we are not to continue investing as we have been investing on the last 9 months. Antonio, I don't know if you need any clarification or my answers were enough for you.
It's perfect for me. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The next question comes from Luis de Toledo from BBVA. Please go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon. Most of my questions have been already answered. In any case, I would like to, if you could provide more color on cash costs. It seems that you could improve your target level of 354 next year. Could you provide some more detail if there is a new target for next year? I would also like to know if you could provide some details on financial costs. It seems that, I mean, results at net profit were slightly lower. I would like to know if you could give us some sensitivity of results to hedging and FX, if you consider that the current, I mean, if financial costs for the full year should deviate much from current levels.
Thank you very much, Luis. I will answer you your first question, and I will ask you later on to ask again your second question.
Okay.
Okay. Luis, regarding cash cost, we are not too happy. You know that we should be already below 350. It has been a bit harder than what we expected in wood. Prices in Spanish and Portuguese wood, we have been able to reduce that, but we have been obliged, in order to secure our production, to import more than what we expected from our Uruguay plantations. The mix of Iberian wood and import wood is not good, and that is why you don't see a reduction on the wood if you compare 9 months this year and 9 months last year. Then now, where we have, I think, win this battle on the wood in Península Ibérica, we need to buy less wood imported. We can buy more wood at lower prices in Spain, and we will be able to reduce our cash cost quickly than what we have been doing till now. And that's one thing. And the other thing is quite simple. All the commodities are going down, and that is also affecting to a lot of cost we have in our pulp. Then today, it is easier to convince suppliers of other products, mainly chemicals, to reduce prices. That is why today we can say that October was fine, was at 350. We don't see any reason November or December to be higher than that, and we see a lot of reasons to be at a lower figure on the first quarter next year.
Okay, thank you.
Could you ask again your financial question, please?
Sure. Just, I mean, it seems that the results at the operating level were pretty much in line with consensus, but slightly lower at the net profit level. And basically, I think that the financial costs are to blame here. And I would like to know if you could provide more detail on the negative results from hedging, the interest rate swap, the equity swap. Of course, it's something that you cannot predict, but I mean, if you could provide more details on this front.
Well, I think it's quite simple to be explained. We have been negatively affected by the fall in the price of the stock, and then we have to adjust our equity swap, and the fall in September of the interest rates made the same in the derivative we have for the interest rate.
Yeah, I mean, if I may add, if you look at the evolution of financial results, the comparison between 2010 and 2011 is, you know, it's pretty positive. We posted close to 18 million euros of financial results in the first 9 months of 2011, compared to 24 million back in the first 9 months of 2010. The financial expenses as such, the ones that are related to our corporate debt level, was pretty much stable, close to 10 million euros in each of the different years. And the difference, as Ignacio is explaining to you, is just related to the mark-to-market of the derivatives that we have. Fundamentally, the equity swap, you know, as long as there's a reduction in the price of the share, you have, let's say, a loss of the equity swap. And as long as there is a, let's say, reduction in the interest rate curve, you have also a negative impact in IRS. In our case, the impact of IRS was positive this year compared to a negative last year, and that is explaining the big difference between the 24 million euros and the 18 million euros, which in any case is in our favor. Hedges are not, let's say, having an impact on the financial expenses, mm-hmm. because all the hedges we do are considered as accounting hedges. We are hedging the cash flow generation of the company, and therefore those hedges are accounted for as increase or decrease amount of sales. You have to bear in mind that we have for the fourth quarter close to 75% of our position already hedged in terms of Forex, so you do not have to to estimate a very significant impact in the fourth quarter. We have an average hedging position at close to 1.38 euro or dollar.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Luis.
The next question comes from Iñigo Rocio from Bankia. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good afternoon. My question is related to the price of wood. I just wanted to ask why, after falling 5% in second quarter, the price of wood is now in the third quarter 3% higher with weaker economic situation and pulp prices falling. Is this normal, this kind of movements in wood? Thank you.
Yeah, we announced, Inigo, a big decrease in the prices in Peninsula Iberica at the beginning of third quarter, and well, the merchants of wood were not happy at all. They were not happy at all, although because we are buying a large volume to associations of wood producers, and they try to make a kind of blockout to our mills. Then we decided to import from Uruguay more volumes than what we needed, in order to secure our production and in order to convince them that they have to supply to us. And in fact of that, today we are canceling import boats of wood for October and November because we have large stock of wood, even larger than what we need. And in the other hand, they have reduced the prices, and on the fourth quarter we are going to buy, we are buying the wood much more cheaper. It was, let's say, an investment in order to convince our merchants to supply us at the prices we have announced. I have here the figures you don't have, comparing wood from Spain and wood from Portugal and wood from third countries. In 9 months, 9 months 2011, the wood from Uruguay has increased from 368,000 cubic meters to half a million cubic meters, and the prices from $84 to $89 the cubic meters. And on the other hand, from Chile, we were importing last year till September 295, and we are importing a bit less now. But because of this effect, the prices of wood, the average price is higher, although the prices from the Peninsula Iberica, who are sustainable, are lower. I don't know if I have been able to answer you, Inigo.
Yes, it's perfect. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The next question comes from Alberto Sanchez from Fidentiis. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good afternoon. I've got a couple of questions. The first of all relates to biomass.
To
the biomass business. If you have any visibility or thoughts about your, about the future biomass tariff, which I believe to be key for the next biomass projects. And the second question relates to hedging, both forex and pulp. If you could remind us your hedging policy currently in place, and what could be the impact in Q4 this year. I suppose that such impact would be positive. And also, if you have any hedging in place for next year, any hedging instrument for next year. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alberto. I will answer you the first question, and Diego Maus will answer you the second question. Well, regarding biomass tariff, we believe there is not going to be any change in Spain on the next months or the next 2 years. Biomass feeding tariff is low in euros per megawatt hour. If you compare that with PV or with solar thermal, and it's not too much more expensive than the wind. And regarding the megawatt installed in Spain, it's very small. Today we are at 500 megawatts, maybe 600 megawatts, and nobody is investing in biomass but ENCE. Then the big issue of the deficit de tarifa, the biomass is not important. Then we are quite sure and nothing is going to change. Although that, we are accelerating our plans to study biomass projects abroad. And we have already started to see other projects in eastern part of Europe, in North America and in Southern America. Thank you, Alberto.
Thanks.
With regard to hedging policy, as you know, we tend to at least analyze the possibility to hedge 12 months in advance the cash flow that we are going to generate, basically, you know, in order to try to have more visibility on that cash flow and taking into consideration that we are embarked in quite an aggressive investment plan, particularly on biomass, and therefore we want to make sure that we have sufficient liquidity and sufficient cash flow generation to be able to finance the equity contribution. In year 2011, we were active both hedging pulp as well as hedging forex, that we started back in 2010 to cover those positions. Second half this year, we have a volume hedge of close to 80,000 tons at a price of 551 euros. This is a hedging directly in euros, so the weakness of the marketplace, you know, should help us to translate that hedging policy into additional revenues in the fourth quarter. In terms of US dollar, we have you know, roughly 35 million euros, sorry, dollars covered per month for the last 3 months of the year. Taking into consideration the pulp hedge and the forex hedging, we would have hedged roughly $55 million of equivalent cash flow generation per month in the next, I would say, 3 months till the end of the year at an average forex of 1.375, roughly, just for you to have a reference. That is to say that the movements in the exchange rate will have a low, I would say, a residual impact into our financials in the fourth quarter. A movement of the exchange rate between 135 and 140, which I don't know if you agree with me, but it seems, you know, it should move in that range, would have an impact of close to 5 million euros of total EBITDA at the end of the day within the financials that we're going to publish for the full year. In 2012, we have already taken positions in hedging in order to stabilize the cash flow profile of the company, but just concentrating our efforts on the forex, because it's where we are seeing the, I would say, stronger the stronger movement in the exchange rate, and therefore we have a lower visibility of what is going to happen. As such, we have close to 65% covered in I would say the first half of the year at an average exchange rate that will be close to 137, and close to 50% of our total position in the second half, as we expect to see a strengthening of the dollar towards the end of the year at an average exchange rate close to 1.38. We haven't been very active on pulp hedging because we believe that the price is going to recover and therefore we are going to have better prices going forward, although we have hedged residually close to 4,000 tons per month at a dollar price of around 720-725.
Okay, thank you.
The final question comes from Nuno Estacio from Banco Espiritu Santo. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good afternoon. A couple of questions, if I may. First one would be, how do you see pulp fundamentals later in 2013, considering that current prices are where they are? We will probably have next year, which, as you are saying, first quarter will be difficult, maybe some recovery later on. But then with all new additional capacity coming in 2013, do you see that as a problem? Do you think that this capacity will be delayed? What's your view on this one? Second question would be, considering that demand is weaker for fourth quarter and first quarter, are you planning, what's the discount you are expecting? I think you answered a question about this, but I didn't really understood what were you guiding for, considering that this was higher in the third quarter, obviously. And finally, just on the cash costs, you mentioned 350 for fourth quarter and probably for first quarter. Assuming that that we will continue to have this deceleration, at least in terms of wood prices and chemicals, could you give us an indication for next year? Is 350 a good indication, or can you probably reach below that? Thank you.
Thank you, Nuno. Well, today I think it's very, very difficult to know, and sorry for the answer, where we are, because it's very important, it's very difficult to separate what are fundamentals and what are these financial crisis and these Greek crisis. Then, as I was mentioning before, demand for packaging is fine. Demand for tissue is fine in Europe. Demand for printing and writing is weaker in Europe and in North America. This slight reduction of demand in printing and writing on the Western world is lower than the increase of tissue demand and packaging demand worldwide. Then, by fundamentals, prices of pulp should be today at a level close to 900. We are pretty sure that the reason that the prices are at around $700 today is because of this financial crisis, lack of liquidity, and all the problems with several commodities. We believe, but we have no idea, as you have no idea, we believe that on several months this Greek problem and European problem will be solved and slightly prices will recover. And then we will arrive to 2013, where there is a new capacity who will start mainly in Latin America. Well, we think if nothing changes regarding the demand of packaging and tissue, which is growing, we think that prices will be stable in 2013 because the increase of demand and the new offer will be more or less stable. Although two of the main new projects to be launched and to start in 2013, we have our doubts that they will be able to start in 2013 because of this financial crisis. You asked something regarding the demand, who is weaker, and the discounts.
Yeah, what would this imply for discounts going forward? Well, you have probably visibility for 6 months, but on that side, should we continue to expect the same kind of discount in third quarter? I think you answered something like this, but
no, we don't see any major changes in discounts in on the next months. Yeah, no, we don't see any change. And regarding cash cost, yes, we are in 350 today. We think first quarter will be slightly below 350, and we have not yet closed all our internal projections for 2012, but we see prices, cash cost, frankly below 350. Yeah, we still don't know if it is 10 or 20 euros. We are working for much than that, but we see cash cost lower. You know, it has taken time to start to reduce, and now we are on the way of reducing, and we are quite confident in that. Thank you, Nuno.
Thank you.
There are no more questions.
Thank you very much, gentlemen and ladies and gentlemen, and hope to be with you in 3 months' time.